Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns. Denver comes in with a record of 51-25. Phoenix is 41-35 on the year. Over their last 10, Denver 5-5, lost their last game, while Phoenix 4-6 over that span has won 3 in a row. Here are the numbers. Denver averages 116.4 per game and surrenders 112.6, while Phoenix scores 113.6 and surrenders 111.7. Turnovers, 14.5 per game by the Nuggets, 13.8 by the Suns. Phoenix is 46.8% from the field, Denver 50.9%. Denver also an incredible 38.9% from long range. Phoenix not that far behind, though, at 37.6. And free throw shooting advantage for Phoenix, 79.4 versus just 75.7 for Denver. And again, Phoenix with the edge in bench scoring, 36.7 to 32.6 by Denver. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Nuggets won the first two games. They are the road team here. Phoenix is healthy, Kevin Durant and all, at least for now. Denver has Nikola Jokic listed as day-to-day. My guess is he plays. This is a great game, possibly a Western Conference preview. Western Conference Finals preview, I should say. I'm going to go ahead and say if Jokic plays, the Nuggets win. If he's not playing, I don't think they can win. So we'll see, but I think they win with Jokic. So I'm going with Denver. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Denver and Phoenix. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns. The lines are currently open and it favors the Phoenix Suns at home, sitting at 8.5 in the spread with the over-under of 226.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Phoenix right now is currently in the middle of the pack, averaging around 113.6 points, currently ranked 17th overall in the NBA. While Denver is in the top 10 when it comes to points scored per game, currently right now ranked number 9, averaging 116.8. Now, the ding here is Denver's also a top defensive team when it comes to points allowed. Right now, they're number 10, averaging and allowing 112.7, while Phoenix is a top 5 team in that area too. They're currently right now ranked at number 5, averaging and allowing 111.7. Now, if you add this all up right now, you're looking at the over in this game. And I would consider taking the over. If you look at their last 13 games overall in Phoenix, the over has been favored 10-3. Now, speaking of overs, I definitely would take the over on Phoenix side when it comes to the points, especially when it comes to Devin Booker. Right now, it sits at 28.5. Now, if you look at his last 10 games right now, this man's been averaging 30 points a game. Now, that's a big, big number right now, and he's fresh off coming off a 29-point game when the last time he played against Phoenix. And on top of that, too, this man's been scoring like crazy right now. Overall, you got to ignore the fact the last time that he played against the Denver Nuggets, he only played 4 minutes, so he had 2 points. So you got to kind of null that one right out. So with that one being said, I definitely would lean and take the over on the points for Devin Booker. Now, another player I'm definitely kind of liking right now is Jamal Murray. We don't really know the status right now of Jokic. He was out his last game. So with that being said, is he going to be playing for this one? Maybe. But if not, you're going to have to depend on Jamal Murray right now. Currently right now is sitting at 22.5. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. If there's no Jokic right now for this game, who's questionable right now, you're going to lean towards your second best scorer, and that's Jamal Murray in this one. So lean and take the over in that one. Now, when it comes to the overall spread, I do like Phoenix here at home. Right now, they got Kevin Durant back, who's just coming off a fresh game when he just scored his first game back of 16 points and 8 rebounds against Minnesota. So I think he's slowly going to get back into it right now. And they got so much offensive scoring power on Phoenix side. It's going to be kind of tough for Denver to go against that right now. And right now, Denver's been 2-7 against the spread in the last 9 games against Phoenix. So I would definitely lean towards the spread here on Phoenix side. And I like the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns. I'm Brandon Fryer, and this is Stacking NBA.